And the morning show, very pleased to welcome today Bob Russo from the Tioga United Way. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you coming down for today. And we're going to go and dive right in and start off talking about, I believe, the golf tournament coming up on June 13th. Tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, so we're going to have our third annual golf tournament, June 13th, at the Appalachian Golf Course. We had an amazing turnout last year. A lot of people showed up, had a lot of fun. It was a great day for it. Appalachian's a really nice golf course. And we, you know, we had a really great day, great meal at the end of it. And we were able to raise a little bit of money while we were having fun.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And it says you got 32 member agencies that are participating.
Well, we have 32 member agencies that participate with us, and the money that is raised goes towards helping all of those agencies.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah. That's worded. Okay.
Yep.
Very nice. But you're going to have food there. You're going to have all kinds of different 50-50s and other things as well. Also some raffles too.
Yep. We did some raffle baskets last year. We had some really great ones that people had donated for us. And a lot of our committee members had went out and purchased and put together. We're hoping to have more this year. It would be really nice to have more of a selection as well. You know, and just be able to make the ones that we had last year even better. So it was a great, it's always nice. It's a nice little add-on. People like to do that, and raffle baskets are huge.
Absolutely. Now, how many teams do you expect this year?
So we can have 25. You know, last year we can have up to 25 teams, you know, that play on that particular one. Last year we had 22, and it was a lot of it had to do with the fact that our tournament originally was scheduled for the end of May. But we were in monsoon season here in the Southern Tier. So
that does happen.
Yeah. So we had to change it into September. This year we were looking to do it a little bit earlier. You know, when it gets nice, get people out. People are ready to go, you know, at this point, especially with the weather the last couple of days. It's been, you know, pretty decent. So, you know, we're hoping that, and we're trying to keep it so that it's this weekend every year, hopefully. And it doesn't seem to be interfering with anybody else's local tournaments right now. So it'll be a great time.
How would somebody register for this?
So we've got a flyer out. It does have a QR code on it. It's on our Facebook page. I'm sure you guys are going to post it here in just a little while.
Yes, we are.
We will. Our website currently is down. We're in the process of rebuilding it and revamping it to make it a little bit better. But they can also call me, 607-687-4028. Shoot me a text at that number, or you know, we can always have you stop by the office as well.
Now, the second part of what we're going to talk about today is the Hometown Heroes banner program, and that's been quite successful so far.
It has. We've had a lot of people call in. We've got a lot of applications still out, and then we have a lot of that we've received in. And you know, it's the turnout's been great. We're hoping for, you know, a lot more. The banner program is happening. And it's going to be amazing. We actually had one made to kind of see what it looked like and how it was going to look. And they're amazing. And it's going to be so nice to be able to drive through the village and see and honor all of these hometown heroes that we have.
Now, it makes a first impression on somebody that might be visiting the area as well. So that's one of those things that as you drive through, you realize the community is grateful to all those that have served.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, and this community has always been amazing with everything that they do. And this is just going to be a nice little added bonus to all of that. And it's going to look great. Community support has been outstanding. And like you said, you know, when we have all these visitors come in, you know, to see this great little small town, they're going to see it. And just another sense of a Wego pride coming on board here with us. So
now let's go through some of the details. What is the cost of the banners and the hardware?
So the banners are the banners are going to be a total of $150. We are looking at hopefully getting, you know, at 3 to 4 years out of them. It all depends on how well, you know, the weather treats them and so on. We are not going to leave them up in the wintertime. We're still kind of debating that at this point, but it's really going to depend. We're going to kind of look at the weather forecast per se, which you can never really do. And just kind of see if it's supposed to be a harsh winter or not. And if it is, you know, we're going to take them down. We're going to store them, clean them up, and then we'll put them back up. This year, they're, you know, we're going to put them up probably end of April, beginning of May is what we're looking at to start putting the banners up. We want to do a really big ribbon cutting opening, hopefully on Memorial Day when we do the Memorial Day event as well, just to kind of add two more of that and, you know, just let people know how important this is. And you know, and then my assumption is going to be that once people see the number of banners that we currently have up and they see how amazing they look, that they're going to contact us and they're going to want to put their family member up.
Now, what is the deadline for this?
April 1st is really what we're looking at to get that. That's a guarantee that we'll have them up by Memorial Day. We are working with a local company right here in town, actually, that has given us a great deal. And I say company, and it's not really a company. The Owego School District has their own graphics program, and they can make all of this. And they're doing it for us, and their work is outstanding. So it's really nice that on top of being able to honor all these local heroes, we can also stay local with what we're trying to accomplish. And the school district helping us out is amazing with that.
Very good. If you're just tuning in this morning, we're talking with Bob Russell. He's from the Tioga United Way. We've talked about the golf tournament coming up on June 13th at the Appalachian Golf Course. $400 per team is the cost for that. We've also talked a little bit about the Hometown Heroes Banner Program. Deadline, soft deadline, is April the 1st, and that's going to be coming up to place it. And cost on that was $150.
Yes.
Is what you said. We're going to post all the details and the registration QR codes and everything up at our Facebook site. What are some other things that you wanted to mention? You mentioned off the air a little bit about the dancers that you're seeking for the United Dancing with the Stars
there. Yeah, so, you know, last year's event was incredible. And shortly after the event, my phone started ringing, and something I think unique happened where people were calling and wanting to dance as a star and, you know, asking me about it, whether it was on my personal phone, it was on the work phone. You know, some you know, bigger community people that are here in town. And next thing you know, we had six men, actually, that wanted to, within a month.
Was Charles one of them?
No, Charles was not. I'm still working on him. I think if we put him on roller skates, it might work.
There you go.
But we're going to definitely still try to get that. But we are looking for more female stars. And, you know, it'd be nice to have some more female, you know, local stars, local celebrities come on board. So if anybody's, you know, interested, please reach out. If you see me coming, know that I'm probably about ready to ask you.
Maybe we can offer Irene in tribute, you know?
And I think, you know, we had that discussion with Dave once before, and now I think he's dodging my phone calls. But Irene, if you're listening, you know, let me know how this is going. It'd be great to have somebody from WEBO on the dancing stage.
Absolutely. For sure. Anything else you'd like to mention as we start ramping things up today?
I want everybody to know how, you know, this Hometown Hero Banner program is just, it's an outstanding way to support your community. And, you know, and every little bit that you do for us at the United Way helps us, you know, with our 32 partner agencies. And, you know, we're starting up a nice little trend with everybody, and we're really looking forward to, you know, more success throughout the years. But with this banner program, it's just going to make this great little town look even nicer. So, you know, please reach out and let's get all these banners going.
Before I let you go, you just came through a kind of a harrowing week. I don't know if you want to mention that or not, but
yeah, we had a I'm going to say a small little medical episode, although it probably wasn't
small. No.
We're doing good now. And, you know, and we're back to business as usual, and everything's good. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you adjusting your schedule for me especially under those circumstances.
We appreciate you still being here with us. So that's a good thing.
Yep. No, and everything's good now, and we're on the upward end of that as well. So
you're on the mend.
I'm on the mend.
Lifestyle changes.
Lifestyle changes, and we're good to go.
You're good to go. Yep. We'll see how that goes. Well, if you missed any portion of this interview, you can check it out. We're going to post it at WEBO, your hometown station, and our Facebook site. Thank you, Bob, for coming in this morning.
Thanks once again, Matt. We really appreciate it.
It's 9:54. Good morning.